U.S. presidents are elected every 4 years, members of the House of Representatives every 2 years, but there's a November election day every year, and 2013's was yesterday. In different states and cities, people cast votes for governor, mayor, or different ballot measures. Those are votes on certain issues. We don't have the results because the polls closed after we produced this program. But we want to focus on one ballot measure in Colorado. 11 counties in that state were voting on whether to secede, to split off, and form a 51st state. If it passed, it would still have to be approved by the Colorado legislature and the U.S. Congress. No one really expected it to pass, not even the people who supported it. They say the point of a vote was to send a message about how some people in rural Colorado feel disenfranchised, ignored, or marginalized because of greater focus on urban areas.
Welcome to Northern Colorado, some 60 miles outside of Denver. No hustle and bustle of city life here.
I saw the struggles that my grandparents, my parents went through to create what I believe is an oasis in the desert. And I see that oasis in the desert threatened.
Weld County Commissioner Sean Conway is a third-generation Coloradan, raised on a ranch, fighting for his rural lifestyle and livelihood.
We're tired of being ignored. We're tired of being politically disenfranchised.
That's the message of the 51st State Initiative. Fed up with new gun control laws, expanded oil and gas regulations, and increased renewable energy standards recently enacted at the Colorado Capitol, Conway is leading the charge to form a new state. He's wrangled support from across hundreds of acres of farmland, at least 11 rural counties north of Denver now threatening to secede.
If they don't see a way to actually move the state back into Republican control, they figure maybe just leaving it is the only other option.
Political science professor Seth Maskett says the secession movement is an example of Republicans who are the minority in this state taking desperate measures. In Colorado, Democrats have control of the Senate, House, and governor's office. While supporters of the referendum know there's no practical implication from the vote, they say it's a sure way to get attention for their cause. But not everyone agrees with this strategy.
The best strategy for dealing with a political issue is through the political system.
Weld County DA Ken Buck, a high-profile Colorado Republican, is among those frustrated. But he plans to vote against the 51st state initiative.
I think what we need to do is we need to make sure that we work doubly hard to get the folks who aren't listening out of office and to make sure that our voices are heard.